The CIA is a big agency, a very big agency. Day to Day is wondering, perhaps you are too, how many of its employees actually go undercover and how secretive do they have to be? Here is Slate's Ed Finn with an explainer.
Of the CIA's estimated 10 to 20,000 employees, perhaps fewer than 10% are clandestine officers involved in operations. That's what we think of as traditional spy stuff, like recruiting sources and executing covert missions. The remaining 90% are analysts, managers, scientists, and support staff. There are four different levels of cover in the agency. The first is no cover. That's for public jobs like college recruiters, and of course, upper managers such as Director George Tenet. The majority of CIA employees actually have no cover while in the U.S., but many still choose to skirt the truth about their jobs. The second is light cover. Many of the CIA's analysts and scientists fall under this category, especially if they travel overseas. Their families and friends might know who they really work for, but publicly, they claim to be employed by some other innocuous government agency or group. Light cover isn't safe enough to be used by spies stationed abroad. The third level is official cover. Most CIA employees engaged in operations overseas are given official cover, a sham job in the U.S. Embassy or working for another government agency that affords them diplomatic immunity. Such spies probably confide in their immediate families, but otherwise are unlikely to reveal their true occupation. The fourth is non-official cover. NOCs, or NOCs, as those with non-official cover are called, are the most covert CIA operatives. If Ambassador Wilson's wife is a NOC, as some have reported, her unmasking could compromise intelligence operations she was involved with around the world. Hard target countries like China and North Korea often keep records of every known meeting between their scientists and officials and Americans. Almost certainly, those lists would have been frantically reviewed when Mrs. Wilson's identity was revealed, and any sources she recruited could have been exposed.
Ed Finn is a Slate assistant editor.